reading from Matthew chapter 11, beginning in verse 29. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, this is the words of Jesus, so let me start again. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. There's a reason I chose those very verses this morning, and I hope you can stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes because I have a special guest in the studio, Shannon Cook. She's the coordinator at Empty Tomb, and you're going to hear from her in just a minute. But Shannon, stay patiently there because I want to know why this is a special verse in your life and some of the unique things that are going on at Empty Tomb, along with the special 40-year celebration that's going on this coming Sunday. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to give away some prizes in just a minute. But first and foremost, and you get to hear me brag up the singing men of GNN, Shannon. So first, say hi to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And who are your friends that are out at the tree fort right now?
Oh, my friend Tavion and my friend Nancy, and they're out there having fun.
Earlier, I got Nancy on a kayak just to have her float around a little. Oh, I think you captured some of that on video.
Yes.
That's going to be something to treasure for many years. But we got them out there, and then I have Shannon in the studio. And so before we talk about Empty Tomb and some of your own testimony, I want to do a shout-out for the Singing Men of GNN. They did a fabulous job this past Saturday at Curtis Orchard. We had a lot of our listeners come out, and a lot of people came and heard us present. We had a concert from about 12 to 1 p.m. It was a great time. Thank you, God, for the great weather on Saturday.
Praise God. Thank you, God,
for all that went on at Curtis Orchard. Paul Curtis, he was like the smiling dad that was so proud of his sons up there. He stood around and listened, and I know he enjoyed the concert. So it was fun being at Curtis Orchard. And as soon as that concert ended, I packed up everything, zipped over to Marketplace Mall, and then joined 39 other people. There were 40 of us that went up to Chicago to the Moody Bible Institute, and we enjoyed a fabulous concert with Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. They sang for two straight hours from basically 7 to 9 p.m. Fabulous, fabulous job. And actually, after the concert, one of the members of Signature Sound came onto our bus. And oh, they're just a wonderful bunch of followers of the Lord Jesus, filled with a lot of life and energy. But we had a great time. We enjoyed all sorts of food at the Moody Bible Institute. They catered a meal, and then they had reserved seating. We were about the fifth row from the front in the center, and we had three rows for our 40 pilgrims up to Chicago. And what we did, we had a little bus issue going on, and so they drove a whole nother bus up from Bethany, Illinois, because they didn't know if our bus was going to make it back, and they got it repaired. But at about 10:30 at night, it was a beautiful evening in Chicago, I decided, hey, do some of you want to go down to Water Tower Place, which is about 8 to 10 blocks away? And I said, a beautiful, you know, Chicago skyline like this, you guys got to come and join me. So about half the group walked all the way down to Water Tower Place. And, you know, if you've been to Chicago,
right,
just the sights, the sounds, the people watching is always so
life,
much fun.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful life, a great slice of humanity. Well, a bunch of us, about 15 to 20 of us, walked all the way down to Water Tower Place, and we were just having a good old time, fun fellowship, camaraderie, sharing and kidding and telling jokes and sharing scripture verses and just being buddies.
Yeah.
Well, we get there. What happens? It starts to rain. You know, we're about a mile away from Moody, and so as we're hurrying back, most of us got, I wouldn't say totally soaked, but pretty wet, where the rest of the group, we had wet hair, and anyways, they had a fun time. We took a photograph of the group. Maybe I'll be able to post that on our website. Our website's been down for a few days, so if you're trying to listen to our archive programs or stop by our website, the server still may be down. I hope to have that resolved soon, but I'll see if I can post a picture of our group up at the Moody Bible Institute, and then the group that we're called the Overcomers.
Okay.
It was what we kidded about. We came, and then we overcame because the water and our situation. Some of us got home at about 1:30 a.m. that night, Saturday night. Actually, that would have been Sunday morning, but fabulous time. God did some unique things in all of our lives. About half the group got to share their testimonies on the bus ride up, so that's always a joy when you have a gathering of believers to share how God's at work in their lives. And some of the items they shared, besides their, like, their family and their name and their occupation, but their favorite activity, their favorite food, their favorite scripture verse, and then they told us something about themselves. So it was a glorious time, and so we thank God for the ability to do some of these special outings. And the next outing we're going to have is How to Make Jesus' Vision and Mission Your Vision and Mission, and that's coming Saturday, October 6th. So that's about 3.5 weeks away, and you're all invited. There's a $20 cost, and that's covering the seminar material, the training manual, and then the lunch. And it's going to be held at the Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad on Route 47. It's 8:30 to 12:30. And then there'll be a time for lunch, and those that want to stay around, there'll be a question and answer with Bill Allison, and he's the executive director of Cadre Ministries. And so it's How to Make Jesus' Vision and Mission Your Vision and Mission. And you know all about that, Shannon, working at the empty tomb. But before we find out how God led you to be there,
okay,
and what he's doing and what's going on this coming Sunday with your 40-year celebration, I have some prize-winning gifts to give away.
Okay.
Now, at Curtis Orchard, we had a number of people filling out Voice Listener Radio surveys, so I pulled out some gifts, and we got to assign these gifts to certain people. So why don't you pull out the first one, and we're going to give them a Gaither Vocal Band CD. Who's the winner?
The winner is Charlotte Bowen from Paxton, Illinois.
All right, congratulations. Okay, the second gift's going to be a Gaither Vocal Band Reunited DVD. Who will that go to?
Janet Smith from Mahomet, Illinois.
And here's a book called Discipleship Essentials by Greg Ogden. We interviewed him a few weeks ago. We're going to give this guide to building your life in Christ to
Barb Roth from Gibson City.
Oh, Barb. I know Barb. Okay, great. They all came to the Curtis Orchard event, and so those gifts will be in the mail in the next day or two. And then I have some gifts from our prize cabinet that'll go to those that came up to Chicago with me to the Ernie Hassan Signature Sound concert. So the first winner will get a Gaither Vocal Band CD, Better Days.
Mary Ann Solomon.
Okay, great. And she's
Champaign, Illinois.
Okay, that goes to her. And here I have two different things. I have a Gaither Band Better Day CD and God Unwrapped by Michelle Holloman, also an author we interviewed a few months back.
Becky Lyle, Champaign, Illinois.
Okay. And then the book Finally Free, Living Free and Loving Life by Kim Tabor, and her CD, Finally Free. And that's going to go to
Donna Bundy, Tolono, Illinois.
All right. Okay. It's Prize Giveaway Monday. Okay. So with all that said, I recently had a conversation with Joy, who volunteers and works over at Empty Tomb. And she said, you need to interview Sylvia or somebody with Empty Tomb because we're coming up to our 40-year celebration. We're going to have a special event. And so after talking with Joy for a little while and praying it up, I said, well, Joy, is there somebody else that maybe has some of the hands-on that's working, volunteering, assisting, and so forth? And she mentioned a couple different names, and you were one of them, Shannon, and I appreciate you following up and getting a hold of me. And for those of you that read yesterday's News Gazette, the Sunday edition, Sunday, September 8th, there's a big article, front page, the local section, 40 years of Christian Works, cookout planned in celebration of service organization's anniversary. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Shannon, before I ask you how you got involved in Empty Tomb and how you're serving there, tell me a little of your faith journey. And I know I'm kind of just throwing that out there, but it's always good for our listeners to know how you came to know Christ, who was instrumental, who was helping you kind of in your faith journey, because you wouldn't be at the Empty Tomb as staff if God wasn't at work in your life years before. So take us through some of that narrative.
Well, this scripture, Matthew 11:28-30, that you brought up, that's how my life was. I was so weary and burdened being a single mom, having to work, trying to make things work in the household. You know, it was just a lot of weariness and burdensome doing that by myself. And I just praise and thank God for my aunt that came by my house one day. And she said, I want you to come to family and friends night with me. And I'm like, what is that? Get dressed. You're going to church. So I got up, got dressed, and I went, and that's when it happened. You know, hearing the word of God And they saying, if you feel weary and you need counseling, Jesus is the one. He is the way. He will give you freedom. And who doesn't want freedom?
Right.
You know, and I was just feeling so weighted down, and I needed help desperately. Mm-hmm. I was going through counseling at the mental health center. I needed help. The world, the weight was on my shoulders. That's how I felt. And so at that moment when he said, come, take up counseling with Jesus, I got up before I knew it. It was a supernatural moment. I was scared, all these people around, and my body just rose up, and I'm walking down the aisle, and I'm looking around like, who is moving my legs?
How is this happening? So this was an altar call. There was a message. They were declaring God's word. They were inviting you to come to know the Lord Jesus, and you were responding, and you were like, how is this happening?
Yes. And it was just... You know, I'm not saying it's been easy since then, but I cannot imagine not having God in my life right now.
How long ago was that experience?
Well, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord when my son was 7 months old, and he just turned 20 in February. So it's been some time.
Yeah. And like you said, and I've shared this over the air many, many times, just when you make that initial proclamation that, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, you begin that born-again experiences, if you will.
Yes.
It doesn't mean everything works out perfectly,
no.
That you never sin again, that you
right.
never fall short, that everything is rosy. I mean, there's still that whole sanctification process where
yes.
we're refined, where we mess up, where we cling to him.
Yes.
In fact, sometimes, I think it was Martin Luther, somebody said, sin is good in our life as long as it helps us recognize not to be prideful
right.
and to always cling to God and to seek him for forgiveness. And so, you know, your life has taken many courses, course corrections. You've learned to draw on God's strength. You've
right.
learned to see him provide. And it's also led you to be involved in the Empty Tomb. And I know you have some exciting things coming up. And we only have about 8 more minutes. But
yes.
tell me how you felt led. Or fill
praying.
In maybe. Okay, praying.
I want to be somewhere where I can grow as a Christian.
Yeah.
And who knew about Empty Tomb, you know? And so my pastor was like, hey, Shane, I got a great place for you. And I filled out the application. And sure enough, that's when... the next chapter of my life.
And how long ago did that begin?
10 years.
So
it's been 10 years at Empty Tomb. I've been administrative secretary, helping coordinator, and now the coordinator of Empty Tomb.
And what is the coordinator of Empty Tomb? What does that mean?
That means I help the coordinators.
You
court.
Wear like 27 caps.
Yes. We have so many works of Empty Tomb that helps people mm-hmm. that felt like I felt. I didn't know about Empty Tomb at that level.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that come in Empty Tomb that's weary, that's broken, burdened, that need some help. And it's not us. It's Jesus Christ working in us mm-hmm. that is helping them. We are the connecting point for the people. When we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it's like, you got to do something about that. You mm-hmm. got to share that with someone. And that's what we're there doing.
And that's what you see through many of the volunteers, that come to share their gifts, their talents, their resources, to be a vehicle or a vessel that God can work in and through to bless these many people that are needy.
Yes, we are the contact. We are the contact that Jesus Christ has called us to be. And to be there as Christians, volunteering, it is a blessing to be able to have someone there that's going to give you a genuine smile. I care about you. Here's some food. Here's some furniture. Here's some clothes. Here's $30 free in Jesus' name for your bill, you know, free medicine. You know, it's a blessing.
Does Empty Tomb have a special verse or a theme that overarches kind of showing the hands and feet and the extending the love of Jesus to people?
Thank you for saying that. One of the things in one of our staff meetings, Sylvia gave us that umbrella, the focus of Empty Tomb. It is glorify God through Jesus Christ in the church, which means it's all of us working together.
Mm-hmm.
It's both of us making this contact with the people in our community. John 17, 20, 21. Shall I read it, Mark?
Yes, please.
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, May they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. And it's our message serving others.
Yeah.
That's how they're going to believe. There's so many people come and say, yes, I would like prayer, because we offer that. That gives them hope.
All right.
You know, and so I'm excited. It costs the staff because we're 4 paychecks behind, but the cost is worth it.
All right, right. And I know you have a special event coming this Sunday.
Oh, yes.
It's a way for you guys to give back and to bless the community, to bless volunteers, to bless past supporters, faithful supporters, and to bless maybe some new supporters, because I think through the hot dogs and cupcakes, you're hoping there will be some donations raised.
Yes.
That will further the cause. Tell us
yes.
about what's happening this Sunday.
Well, on Sunday, September the 16th, between 2 and 5, we're inviting the whole community, our donors, our volunteers, everyone in the community, because this is a celebration, 40 years of Jesus Christ coming into our lives and extending that opportunity that is provided to help people within the community is a blessing. And so there is no way we couldn't do something. So come out, eat a hot dog, cupcakes, and if you can, a donation would be great.
Reading the newspaper article, you have a number of people on your mailing list, and the hope or the desire, if everyone showed up, like 1,200 people or whatever, and they all donated $40, it would not only cover all the expenses, all the needs that you currently have, but it would also help build a little nest egg for future endeavors and paychecks and so forth.
Yes. If everyone on our mailing list gave $40, that will raise $120,000. That amount would bring us current with our operating expenses, come close to filling up the needed amount for the no-late bills reserve fund, and any amount over those two needs will expand the helping referral fund.
In case you just tuned in, I have Shannon Cook here in the studio, and your friend and son are out in the yard with little Beamer. I think they're enjoying the tree fort or walking on the nature trail. But in case you just tuned in, we're talking about Empty Tomb because they have a special celebration that's going on this Sunday, and it's from 2 to 5 p.m. Is there a phone number for more information? Because I'm thinking of a number of things. Some people might want to call and say, I want to help. I want to volunteer. Or I have clothing. Or I have resources. I can't maybe make it on Sunday, but how can I call that in? Maybe they want to pledge a gift, or maybe they want to mail in a gift. So I guess a phone number for more information and maybe an address in case somebody wants to write a check and help further the cause that Jesus does in and through the empty tomb.
That is wonderful. They can call 217-356-2262. That's 217-356-2262. Now that's for more information about the event, for volunteering. But if you would like to write us, our address is 301 North 4th Street, P.O. Box 2404, Champaign, Illinois, 61825.
And I think you also have a special mega workathon or something coming up that our listeners can get involved in. Tell me about that.
Yes, our mega workathon fundraising event. Sunday, March 2nd, 2013.
So this is a head up so people can pull
mark
their...
your calendar.
Wait, when is that? March?
March 2nd, 2013.
Oh, wow. We're really planning ahead. Okay.
The planning is important.
I was going to say, put this on a calendar. I don't even have that 2013 calendar yet.
Well, we need like 1,300 volunteers.
Okay, okay.
And the fundraising event is each person will raise $80. And that will help our no late bills reserve fund.
Okay.
And it's like a win-win situation because children will be receiving clothes cupboards for their clothes and their books to be organized. Mm-hmm. I even met a young man that had received one this March of this year. And he was like, this is my clothes cupboard.
Oh.
And I put my things in my school books in there. And so it was a joy just to see that because that was the purpose.
So I'm thinking, write this on your calendar, December 31st of 2012. So that way when you buy your new calendar, you look at December 31st and know to put this into your 2013 calendar for March. So when's the event again?
It's Saturday, March 2nd, 2013. We're contacting churches now because registration is important now. We really need as many people to register now before December 1st. And so we're contacting all the churches. Ask your church about it, and you'll be able to register right away.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time, but I did want to highlight this. If you didn't read yesterday's News Gazette, the local section front page, Sunday, September 9th, the headline is 40 years of Christian works, and our prayers go out to John and Sylvia. They're the founders of the Empty Tomb that have been serving this community for 40 years. It's just unbelievable and how they reached out in Jesus' name to help the poor, the suffering, the homeless, the hurting, and have clearly proclaimed the good news message of Jesus all these years. So everyone, head on out to the Empty Tomb. This event is this Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m.
2 to 5 p.m.
Cupcakes, hot dogs. If you can bring along an offering of $40, that would be great.
Yeah.
And celebrate with local people that have been served, those that are volunteering, those that have supported the Empty Tomb. And let's make a fun day of it. Once again, a quick recap, the who, what, when, where. The who is all Empty Tomb neighbors, friends, donors, and volunteers. The what is celebrating 40 years of service in Jesus' name through the Empty Tomb. When, it's this Sunday, September 16th from 2 to 5 p.m. The where is the Empty Tomb located at 301 North 4th Street in Champaign. They have a big parking lot there. And there are two ways to celebrate. Come and enjoy some hot dogs and cupcakes. That's this Sunday between 2 and 5 p.m. And ideally, if you can donate a special gift of $40, it would sure help. The Empty Tomb's goal is to bring up all their operating expenses to be paid in full, to get closer to filling up the needed amount for the No Late Bill Reserve Fund. And if they can get current on these two accounts, and any extra amount received, will expand their Helping Referral Fund. This is an exciting milestone for this ministry and for our community. 40 years the Empty Tomb has been reaching out in Jesus' name. I'll close out with the verse that we opened up with, one that was preached on that drew Shannon to Almighty God, and maybe it can do that same for you today. God loves you and God cares for you. This is Matthew 11, 28 through 30. This is Jesus speaking. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Friend, God loves you. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
God bless.